WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, Daily Stoic Power listeners. It's your girl, Brooklyn Wesson, back with another dose of wisdom and strategies to level up your life. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that affects every single one of us. Communication. Yeah, I know, it seems basic, right? But trust me, there's more to this than just saying hello and goodbye. We're talking about mindful communication, the kind that builds bridges, fosters understanding, and strengthens the relationships that matter most. Ever felt like you were speaking different languages with someone you love? You know that feeling when a simple conversation turns into a battlefield of misinterpretations and hurt feelings? Well, I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be that way. With a little conscious effort, we can transform our communication from something stressful and draining into a powerful tool for connection and growth. So, buckle up, because we're about to unlock 5 key strategies that will revolutionize your communication game. 1. Active listening. It's not just about hearing the words. I know, it sounds like a no-brainer, but truly active listening is an art form. It involves paying undivided attention, not just to the words being spoken, but also to the emotions behind them. Think about it, when someone's talking, are you really present? Or are you already formulating your response, thinking about what you'll say next? Active listening means putting aside your own agenda and truly hearing what the other person is trying to communicate. 2. Empathetic understanding. Stepping into their shoes. Now, empathy isn't just about feeling sorry for someone, it's about understanding their perspective, even if you don't agree with it. Imagine yourself in their shoes, what might be driving their words and actions. Try to see things from their point of view and acknowledge their feelings. Remember, everyone has their own unique experiences and baggage that shapes their communication style. 3. Clear and concise expression. Getting your point across. We've all been there, stuck in a conversation where we feel misunderstood or frustrated because our message wasn't clear. When communicating, be mindful of your word choices and structure your thoughts logically. Use I statements to express your feelings and avoid blaming or accusing language. Think of it like giving directions. You want to be specific and clear so your listener doesn't get lost. 4. Nonverbal communication. It speaks volumes. Ever notice how sometimes our body language says more than our words? That's because nonverbal cues like facial expressions, tone of voice, and posture play a huge role in how our message is received. Make sure your body language aligns with your word smile, make eye contact, and use an open and inviting posture. 5. Mindful pause. The power of silence. In the age of constant chatter, it's easy to forget the power of silence. Taking a moment to pause before responding can help you process what was said, avoid impulsive reactions, and choose your words more carefully. It also shows respect for the other person and allows them time to gather their thoughts. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah and Michael, a couple who have been together for years. Lately, they've been feeling disconnected. When they talk, it feels like they're speaking different languages. Sarah's frustration bubbles over, while Michael retreats into silence. Sound familiar? But here's where the magic of mindful communication comes in. They decide to make a conscious effort to truly listen to each other. Sarah tries to understand Michael's perspective, even when she doesn't agree with it. Michael starts expressing his feelings more openly instead of shutting down. They begin using I statements, focusing on their own experience rather than blaming each other. And when they feel overwhelmed, they take mindful pauses before responding. Slowly but surely, the tension dissipates. They start feeling heard and understood. The conversations become less about winning arguments and more about connecting on a deeper level. They rediscover the joy of sharing their lives with each other. So, there you have it, 5 powerful strategies to transform your communication and build stronger relationships. Remember, mindful communication isn't just about speaking eloquently, it's about creating genuine connection, fostering empathy and showing up for others in a meaningful way. Ready to put these strategies into action? Start by choosing one focus area today. Maybe it's practicing active listening during your next conversation or making an effort to understand someone else's perspective. Share your experiences with me on social media. I can't wait to hear how you're leveling up your communication game. Until next time, stay stoic and keep striving for connection.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.